We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, Harper LaBelle. In for Andy and Randy on the midday show here on President's Day. Quick little note, we're waiting to hear from Dave Baker. As soon as we get him on the phone, we'll chat for a bit with the CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But little breaking news, first time I saw it, I don't know when this story first came out, but if you're a longtime baseball fan, you'll recognize this. Tony Fernandez, who is a five-time All-Star with the Toronto Blue Jays, still the Blue Jays' all-time hits leader, has passed away at the age of 57 from kidney disease complications. Signed with the Blue Jays in 79 at the age of 17. And I think, Harper, if memory serves right, he made it to the big leagues, if not 79, he was there by 80. I mean, he was very young when he first got to the big leagues. 14 years with the Blue Jays. Was part of that World Series team that we won't talk about in 1993.
You don't want to talk about him?
No.
Well, when did he get the call? He's 17 years old?
Didn't you say he was 17, and it seems like, if memory serves me, he was selected by them, signed by them in 79 out of the Dominican Republic, and it seems like he didn't spend very long at all in the minor leagues. And if it wasn't in 79, it was in by 80. He was already up in the big leagues with Toronto. So the guy had a pretty productive guy that could do could hit a little bit and could play a lot of different positions. It seemed like he was one of those second base, third base, shortstop kind of options that were around at that time, that, you know, every team kind of had a guy or two that could do that. But that's the latest news here. Tony Fernandez dies at the age of 57 after complications from kidney disease. So
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know, hate to hear that news.
But, gosh, can you imagine what you were doing at 17? I probably couldn't even figure out what color corsage to put on a girlfriend's wrist.
Oh, that's what you had a mom for.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's
I don't know what to
that's
do.
What your mom
and
was
you
for.
Got a guy. Okay, here's what we're going to do with your career, young man.
Yeah.
But speaking of careers,
let's head out on the waitfor.com hotline and welcome in Dave Baker, the CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Hey, Harper, great to be with you, man.
Dave, what a pleasure to have you on and spend part of your President's Day with us. I know that we honor some of the great leaders in our country, and I can't think of anybody who exemplifies professional football quite like you do right now. So it's a pleasure. And hey, if you don't mind, Dave, we start with a little somber note. The reason that you were here last week is to bury Chris Dolman. And I was just fascinated with the way that you and the rest of the guys that are part of the Hall of Fame who contributed with style and dignity, you be with as much honor as you can, taking care of your own the way the Hall of Fame does. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, that meaning for you? It's not an easy part of your job, but it's one that, you know, is a part of the responsibilities that you have to take care of.
Well, Harper, to represent men like you and Chris Dolman, I've got the best job in the world. I get to knock on the door and tell the guys who are the Hall of Famers. I get to give out the gold jackets or the Hall of Fame ring in the stadium in front of their fans. But one more somber responsibilities is to honor them when they leave. Now, we give out three icons at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They are the bronze bust that's supposed to last for 40,000 years here in Canton, Ohio. The gold jacket that only a Hall of Famer wears, that ring of excellence that's designed by Kay Jewelers that's given out in their stadium in front of their fans in the fall. But there's a fourth icon that we also give out, and it's not one we promote or talk about much. But when they pass, we actually help promote their legacy and sometimes officiate at their memorials or funerals, and we present a medallion, and it is only given to a Hall of Famer, and it says Pro Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio, forever. And it is to let them know that we're going to tell the story of who Chris Dolman was, not only as a player, but as a man, for as long as those bronze busts are there, 40,000 years. And the guy who has my job 100 Dave Bakers from now will be doing that. And it is our privilege and it's our responsibility, because a guy like Chris, who went all too young at 57, and cancer is a horrible thing, and he died of brain cancer. But, you know, we should remember who he was, and not just in football, but, you know, I took a trip, my wife and I did, with Chris, to with 20 Hall of Famers to Israel. I got to see him get baptized in the Jordan River. We spent time with Benjamin Netanyahu. Or Chris was also one of the guys who represented the Hall, 10 of Hall of Famers, to the Pope in a private audience at the Vatican. And quite honestly, Harper, the Pope doesn't know the difference between Jerry Jones and Jerry Rice. But he knows what that gold jacket stands for. And he knows that sports brings people together. And I always had a special place in my heart for Chris, because Chris called me one day and said, hey, Dave, he says, you know, all of us gold jackets, we should be the guys who are speaking up against violence. We could make a difference. And he wanted to take that gold jacket and make it something special. And so, you know, you were there as a former teammate. A number of our gold jackets were, but there were a lot of former players. And one of the things I want to emphasize, too, in a slight transition here, Harper, is it's not just gold jackets. There have been 330 million young men and now women that have played this game. There have been 5 million that played it in college. There's only 29,000 who've ever been paid to play it, coach it, or officiate it in the National Football League, and you're one of them. Right now in Canton, Ohio, we have 365 bronze busts. With the passing of Chris and Willie Wood, we only have 179 living gold jackets. But we have an archive there for every guy. Chris has a bronze bust there, but we have an archive there for you and for what you did, and I believe in 13 seasons. And you can come to the hall and you can see what's in that archive, and you can also be in a situation where you can add to that archive. So your great, 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 great grandchildren can come to know the courage that you displayed on the playing field, but also the courage you displayed in life.
It's a great honor to be a part of that. Dave, what a responsibility that you have. When you first took the job and someone said, you know what, Dave, we want to give it to you. Obviously, your enthusiasm, your love of the game, your passion, it speaks volumes. You exude that each and every day. But what are some of the things that, wow, I didn't realize that that was a part of what I do as well. I mean, you're promoting the game. You're promoting the hall. You're promoting football in such a positive way, in a manner that it seems to just attract so many different folks. Is there anything in particular that sticks out for you?
Well, let me share with you the story of how I got here. You know, a friend who was the managing partner of the sports division at Corn Ferry called me and said, yeah, I've been commissioner of the Arena Football League. I've been mayor of Irvine, California. He called and said, hey, would you be interested in taking the job at the hall? And I knew the hall. I knew my predecessor, who's a great guy, Steve Perry. But I was involved in something else, and I gave him my best Will Ferrell and told him, I don't know if you know this, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm doing this other thing. I can't do it. And but he sent me the job description and by email. And later that day, I was actually in Atlanta seeing my son. Yeah, I was cleaning up my email like some of us do, and I attached it to an email to my wife, and I said, hey, you'll never guess what happened today. And about 15 minutes later, she called me back and she said, hey, we're going to go do this. And I said, well, sweetheart, I already told her no. And she said, you know, well, you can call him back. And I said, well, we got this big project that I was working on that was managing partner. She said, yeah, but it's far enough along. You pass it to somebody else. And we've got 10 grandkids in Southern California, and I didn't want to miss them. Finally, I said, sweetheart, I don't know if you know this, but it's cold in Ohio. It's colder than you've ever been. And she said, I don't care. And I said, why do you want to go do this so much? And she said, have you read this thing? And I hadn't even read it, Harper. She said, you need to read this because this is what you believe. And for a lot of us who not just played football but played sports, it's where we, you know, learn to be a man, not to be perfect, but to fight through adversity. All those coaches taught us how to get up when we get knocked down or how to keep going when we don't think we can go on any longer. And we learned about, you know, being a part of a team and probably being on a family is the most important team you'll ever be on. And we learned to sacrifice for each other. And you actually learned that by being a part of something that's bigger than you, you become more relevant, not less. And my mom and dad couldn't read or write. Neither one of them could. And if it wasn't for sports, I wouldn't have gone to college, I wouldn't have gone to law school, I wouldn't have a chance to travel the world, and certainly wouldn't be talking to a guy like you on the radio in Atlanta. So sports has provided me and my family and my children and my grandchildren a whole lot. And so for us, this is an opportunity to give back and hopefully to grow the impact that it has. But when I came to Ohio, I didn't know how cold it was going to be. I had no idea that there were going to be so many people. I had two this week who were terminally ill at the Hall of Fame who had weeks to live. And for some reason, they want to go through the Hall of Fame before they die. It's a huge bucket list item for people. But there's, you know, I'm not even sure I knew how much it meant for me to tell a guy he was in the Hall of Fame. That's why we started putting it on television or knocking on their door and, you know, did it on live TV this year so that fans could have the opportunity to experience what it is for somebody to understand their life journey.
Well, it's amazing, Dave. And the most important thing that I got out of that answer is that your wife makes all the big decisions for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and she spends all the money.
Yeah, well, that's good. Hey, there's a lot that we would love to cover with you. We've got to take a commercial break. Would you mind sticking around an extra couple minutes? Would that be all right with you?
Happy to do so, Harper.
Okay, because you mentioned so many different things that now Chris Goforth and myself, Chris is just chewing my leg right now going, come on, I want to ask some questions too. So we'll do this. We got Dave Baker, CEO of the Professional Football Hall of Fame with us on 92.9 The Game. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after that with Dave and more details about the Hall of Fame and his involvement with it. We'll be right back after this. Thank you, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.